Epic Anines.
Ga beter aan deze.
Wat wil je hopen bij de Mishnah, no?
Epic Anini. Knani. Nikne bekesef u bestaar bekazoke. We koine es aatsmoi bekesef. Al je de acherim, u bestaar je de aatsmoi. Dit werd mij meer. You buy it of a kanaini with kesef shtar chazaka, just like by karka. And he's coined himself from the odin, either kesef alide achenim, other people pay. We'll see why on the next omid. Mishtar de atzmai, or the odin gives him a shtar shikhr. Divrei meir. Chomamayimim bekesef de atzmai, mishtar de achenim. Chum is exactly the opposite. Because of the atzmai, shtar has to be ade achim. Ubavad sheyeh kesef mishel achim. And even though they hold kesef ade atzmai, but the kesef has to come from others. Why? Because the pshat is, according to this, this is what Rashi explains. According to a mayor, see, Moshe can't have a kind of rabbi, so he can never have his own money. Right? He doesn't have his own money. So, if they want to be paid to him, so according to a mayor, other people have to be paid to him. There's no choice. The chum hold, no, he could do it like that tzmoy, because the chum hold that you're able to give makne kesef to an eved, al menash in the rabbi b'shus alof. You're allowed to make an almanas. If you specifically stipulate, if the makna specifically says the rab is not no shos in it, he can give the abbot something. So the chumam is saying, not like a mayor, they're saying he could use kesef. But if either, even according to them, it has to come from a chayrim, because it can't start by him, he doesn't have it. That's my chalik is a main chum.
Is that only for this purpose? They can give him the money?
Or I don't know. We'll have to see in the next sugya, on the next amid. That's what Rashi explains here in the Mishnah. Okay. Minola, and how do we know that Avid Kanain is nicked because of Shtar Bechazoko, the Chsiv is Nechaltam Oysom, the Bnecham Achreichim, the Rashi is Achuza. The occasion and cost of the study Achuza, the Torah compares the Avid Kanain to a Steh Achuza, Mas Steh Achuza nicked because of Shtar Bechazoko. Yeah. We'll see later on how we know that. How we know that by Sodi Taka works. So too, Afebkanayni have nicked because of Bishal Bechazoka. I mas the Chuzo Chazoves the Bailim Biyoidel. Afebkanayni Chuzo the Bailim Biyoidel. Tamaloimelo, I lom bem tavoidu. Lom bem tavoidu. He does not go free in Yoivel. So Frektois is Akasha. 1 second. Oh, Lolomet Avoid means Yoivel. Frektois is. Vein Lamar Loimu Shal Yoivel. What's Tais is asking? Vein Loimar means there's an implicit Kasha over here. The Kasha is, we learned in the Sugya of Eved Ivri, in the Sugya of the Nirtza, if you remember, we learned that Loilum Taka means Yoivel. Where does Gemara say it? One blot ago, Chafal from Midbeis. One blot ago, Chafal from Midbeis. The coin has that might be Yoivel v'misas Odoin. The Nirtza goes out in Yoivel v'misas Odoin. The Chzeva Avdoi v'loyus v'mamas v'bas loylam l'lamashol Yoivel. So over there, the Gemara is saying Mefurish loylam means l'lamashol Yoivel, and here it's bringing loylam to teach me Dafka it's not Yoivel. So that's what bothered Tosfos. And for Tosfos, no, it over here it can't mean Yoivel. Because over here, if it meant Yoivel, the pasuk didn't have to say anything. It would learn from Steh Chuzo. The din by Steh Chuzo is it goes out in Yoivel. So don't say, and we're learning from Steh Chuzo all the different kinyonim. So it didn't have to say the word Loilam. Without the word Loilam, it would have said, ah, it's just like Steh Chuzo, it goes to Yoivel. So over here, Loilam is extra. So over here, we understood it's extra that it means an Oilam that's more than Yoivel, an Oilam that's forever Mamish.
So, but I never understood, like,
You have all the time where, like, you know, you're learning different things out from different things, right? You see, there's differences, right? Because the differences you can't learn. This is like a major difference. You're talking about a person versus a field.
Yeah, but we're already using the limit for the kinyanim.
I understand, but kinyanim is different than being a slave forever and having a field forever.
Okay.
Don't you think so?
Okay. And we're treating the Abed Kanaini as a...
Yeah, it's still a person. It's not... I can see why the Torah would have to write.
La'olam. I mean, the din is that he doesn't go out in Yovel. That's the din. Yeah. Akopalim, that's Taisi the Teretz. But Taisi the Shon. So, Frag the Masha says, I don't understand the whole Kasha to begin with. Lule Divrei Taisi the Shonim, I would have said a completely different shot. Why? Because if you look at the Gemara, at the Gemara's on. Second, what daf is Gemara? Here, the bottom of Tes Vav Amid Aleph. But look at the Gemara at the bottom of Tes Vav Amid Aleph. It's talking about over there also by an Eved Ivri, by an Eved Ivri. By Nirtza. And it says over there at the bottom of the Tzav of Manalev, the Idzrich Lemechtu Vishabtem Isha Lechuzosai, the Idzrich Lemechtu Le'olam, like 5-6 lines from the bottom. The Pasuk says Vishabtem, and it also says Le'olam. It needs both. The Idzrich Lemechtu Le'olam have a middle Le'olam Mamish. Le'olam by itself, what it said, means Le'olam Mamish. Therefore, because of a b'shavtem, he has to go back. Because of a b'shavtem, have a mina hani mila eichad loy avit sheish. Have a eichad avit sheish, loy hei soif and chamon betchil asoy. Maybe the nirtza should only stay for 6 extra years. Matchil asoy sheish av soif and amin sheish. Kamar shon loylam, lo lomo shol yoyvel. So I need a loylam to teach me, no, he stays till the yoyvel. What is the Gemara saying? That if you had loylam, without Mishabdim, what does it mean? Parshim Shad. So Faked, Fakta Mashal, I would have started the whole, I would have started with Toys' starting point from the total opposite side of the coin. Toys is at a starting point that Loyalam means out of Yoyvil because of, that's what we see here by the Nirtza. And Mamela, yet Akasha, I would have said Faked. What do we see over here? That when you have Loyalam without a Mishabdim, it means all the Mamish. So let's talk what it means by the. Let's talk what it means by the Eved Kanaini. Let's talk at the Pshat in the Gemara. That's what Mashal says. 1 second. So I don't know what someone's bothering Tosis. Yeah, where's Mashal?
No, don't we have another Gemara though where it says La'olam it doesn't mean forever?
Yeah, look at this. Look at this, Marsha. Why are we? Chav Kama Amid Beis. Chav Beis Amid Beis. He brings here from the quotes of Tosfos Yeshanim. V'lulei Devrayim Nira Devadi Lokashim Midi. Tel Kol La'olam Mamish Mashma. Midi Tzuk La'el V'Shap Demish. That's the Gemara in Tesvav. On the Toysh the Mashal says, yeah? Starting out, the Lo'ilam means Yoivil. Mameli asks, how do you know over here? It doesn't mean Yoivil. Mameli asks, I'm sorry. How do you know over here? It doesn't mean Yoivil. Does the Mashal forget? It only means Yoivil by Yavadibi because it says they're Beshavtim. Yeah, that's Ari. That's you tied it that day.
But here
it doesn't say Bishabdim.
But here it says the Resha Dechuzah.
So?
And we made a Hekesh, and Dechuzah is like a Sada. And a Sada is Chozer B'Yova, and it's Gemara is asking now. I mean, you know, we still have something in the Pasuk that hints at perhaps coming back, going out on Yova. We don't have a Shaftim, but we have a Chuzah.
So what are you trying to say?
So listen to this. I think what you're trying to say is this. Listen to what Ari's trying to say. I think what you're trying to say is a Rashba. I think you saw the Rashba? I think what you're trying to say is a Rashba. So I think what you mean is like this. Ein achinami, Toysus knew this.
Exactly what I meant.
Toysus knew this territory of the Marshal. But Aval Pichin, Toysus had a Kasha. That's what you're saying. Again, the Marshal is saying, I don't understand Toysus' Kasha. No. Toysus knew the territory of the Marshal, but he still had a Kasha. Why? What the Marshal is saying is that you want to know why La Oilam means forever? Because La Oilam, without of a Shabtem to be mamayed it, means forever. That's Mefush the Gemara, Daftes of Amral. Good. In a chinami. Tosis says, true. But over here, you have more of a reason to learn that it means Yoivil because of the Drosh of Stechuza. Even though you're right, you only change La Oilam to mean Yoivil and not to mean forever when you have a reason to do so. So by the Shabtim, you have a reason to do so. Over here also you have a reason to do so because of what it says by the Sodas. There, who is also Ada Yoivil. So what you're saying now is Mamash the Rashba. The Rashba says, this is how he starts out. He brings the argument. He says, he's basically asking that Kasha, it sounds like he's starting out with Toys as Kasha. It means the Oilam Shal Yoivel. Why is the Gemara here saying it means forever? He says the Mashal's Teretz. Over there it's because Vishavtim told you that it only means Yoivel. But over here, we don't have a Vishavtim. But then the Rashba doesn't stop. Then he says, Vim toim by Mikomakoin came to Hukush Lekakoi's name of the High Oilam, High Oilam Shal Yoivel. Mikomakoin, you should say here it means Yoivel. Because the Hukush Lekakoi's. So what does he say to that Kasha? He says, Toysus is Teretz. If you're going to learn Yoivil out from Sodeh, then the Torah could have said quiet, and I learned out from Sodeh. Mamela, the actual Oilam taught me forever. That's what the Rashba says. So it could be that that's what Toysus meant that also. That's what Toysus meant also, meaning Enechinami. That's Toysus is Teretz, that's what he's saying. Meaning Enechinami, Toysus didn't mean to ask. The old Toysus says is Ve'ein Loim Elo Mashal Yoivil. So we understood Toysus to mean, the Mashal understood Toysus to mean, what are you asking? You're asking is that the word Oilam means Yoivil. If that's what you're asking, I have a Pasha to tell it. The word Oilam doesn't mean Yoivil. Only when you had Veshavtim, it meant Yoivil. But by itself, it doesn't mean Yoivil. And Achinami. But I'm not asking that, Zog Toysus. I'm asking the Rashba's second Kasha, which is maybe you should learn it from Sodom, maybe you should learn it from Karka. And to that, he's saying the Teretz is no. If you learn it from Karka, then you don't have to say anything. Just learn it from Karka. It makes the Teretz even more geschmack. Because, right, like Eliyahu was asking before, I don't know, maybe you would learn, maybe you wouldn't learn. Sometimes you'd learn. Yeah, in a chinami, but if that's goof of the Kasha that we should learn it from Karka, the Teretz is even more geschmack. That, well, if you're going to learn from Karka, you didn't have to say anything. It makes the Teretz even more geschmack if you say he's asking the Rashba's second question. You follow? And so it could be that in a chinami, that Pshat and Toys is also.
Marsha would simply say, Olam v'shaftem is the only thing that you can learn out.
Yeah.
Stechuz is not enough. It's not a key word.
Rashi understood, Toysus is asking the first Kasha of the Rashba. That's why he said, I have a Pasha Teretz to that. I don't know what he would say about the second Kasha or not. He's not talking about that. I would say, now that we saw the Rashba, it's Gans Kishmak. Because the Rashba starts off with the Teretz of the Marsha, but then he still comes on to the Teretz of Toysus. Teretz is two steps to this Kasha. Yeah, so it could very well be Toys is asking the second step.
Exactly what I meant.
Yeah, not what he said, basically. But hear what I'm saying, it called the Fidus, Mahalik, and Toys, it could be even the Teretz is even more geschmack. Because we're saying Hagufa. Before we learned Toys, we said, well, having all the Oilam means forever. Maybe it means Yoivel. So we said, no, if it meant Yoivel, Lishtrik Akra, the Pod doesn't have to say anything. So Eliyahu says, well, what do you mean? Just because we're learning Kinyonim from there automatically means we would learn out the going on Yoivil from there. It bothered Eliyahu. So I said, yeah, that's what Tosfos holds. But according to this way of learning, no. The whole Kasha was coming from that it should mean Yoivil because that's what it says by Sadeh. The whole Kasha was coming from learning it out from Sadeh. So now you can hear it even better, the Teretz. If it was what happened to Sadeh, they didn't have to say Loilim. It comes in even more geschmack. Yeah. That's one choshevah. Rashba to know, to explain what's going on over here. Now, right in the sugya, it says like this, Tana. Av b'chalibin. So there's a price that says, Chalibin works in Epic 92. Ay, b'tana didon. Why did our Tana leave out the Chalibin? Our Tana was only interested in listing things that are not by Metaltalin, but things which exist by Metaltalin, like Katani. Why? Why? So, it sounds like from Rashi that the Pshat is, it makes a lot of sense, this, because, you see, Milsa, Rashi, the Pshat, Milsa, the reason our Tana would only mention things which are not nogeya to metaltalin is because that which we treat that Eved Kanaini in terms of kinyonim as a sada is a chiddush. Because if someone asked you before we had any psukim to apply the lochas of karka to an Eved Kanaini, is he metaltalin or is he karka? You'd say he's metaltalin. So the fact that Kinyonim Metaltalin work on the Eved Kanaini, we don't need a special Chiddush for that. We don't need a Mishnah for every type of Metaltalin, you know, to tell me the same Kinyonim work on the Metaltalin. The whole Chiddush is to explain that Kinyonim Karka work on the Eved Kanaini. So we hear very good why the Tana said those things, which is very Yisraelistic a thing, because I'm just bringing out from this to keep in mind in other places in Shas when we come across the concept of Eved Kanaini. We're very used to saying Eved Kanaini is the same halacha as karka. It's mashmamir. He's also metaltalin, just he also has dinei karka. It's important to know it comes up in certain sugyas. You know that that's coming out from him. We're not saying he's not metaltalin. We're saying it's metaltalin work too. Chalibin works too.
Eved Kanaini is metaltalin something that we learned somewhere else, or it's simply svara.
No, it sounds like that's the svara. The chiddush is that we also don't have dinim of karka to him. That's the chiddush. Yeah, from the pasuk, but I'm saying the fact that the metaltalin part that they don't need it, that's a svara. Yeah, fine. But the other Tana wanted to list everything, so he says chalipin too. Om Shmuel Eved Kanaini nikdibe Meshicha. Now comes along Shmuel and he says Meshicha also works. Kate said, how do you do Meshicha on Eved? Talk for your boy Tzloi Kanoi. You pull him over, you coin him. Kori Batzloi, you call him and he comes over Loi Kanoi. You're not coining. Okay, but that's Kenny Mashiach go to Shmuel. So Visham of the Tana did one bills needs to be Mavdal to look at Tony. To lay some Mavdal to look at Tony. I understand why our. According to, I'm not going to ask on Shmuel from our Mishnah because our Mishnah left out Kenyoni Mavdal to look. That's okay. Just like it left out Khalip and it left out Mashiach. But El Tana, bro, the Tana of the Braisa, who does include Khalip in Nisti Mashiach, why doesn't he say Mashiach? So I have a kasha on Shmuel from the Braisa. Should have said Mashiach. Answer is, Hiktani and Milsa the Isa Bain Bimakakoi, Bain Bimataltoli, Meshika the Mimataltoli, Isa Bimakakoi, Laisa, like Tani. Even the Tan of the Braisa, who expanded his list to include also Kinyonim Metaltalin, but still his list was limited to Kinyonim that are Nogea to both Metaltalin and Karka, like Chalipin. Something which is only Nogea to Metaltalin, even that Tana was not coming to say. So therefore he didn't say Mashiach. That's what Shmuel will say. That's what Shmuel will get out of the kasha from the Braisa. Okay? But really, Mashiach will also work. No. It does work. Shmuel's saying it does work. Just the Tana wasn't listing those. Just like our Tana wasn't listing Kinyonim Metaltalin. And that Tana wasn't listing things which are only Kinyonim Metaltalin. Because even that Tana only wanted to say things which are nogeya to karka. He just added things that are nogeya to both. But he wasn't coming to add things that are nogeya to only metaltalin. You know, like an expansion. Well, why? It could be expansion of the svar we said before.
I know
in a kinami. They're both, yeah. But things which only work by Metaltalin that he didn't. Okay, that's posh. Yeah. Then for Chalipin too. Yeah, it's bringing out things. It's, you know, get out to Karko. Yeah, it's a harder get than the first way I said it was Gavaldic. Our time, you hear much better. Here, it's somewhere in the middle. Somewhere in the middle. Once I say things, which are Nogaya to Karka, even if they're also Nogaya to Metalkin, but if it's not Nogaya to Karka, he didn't want to talk about it. Yeah.
Would there be a spar that if it was Nogaya to both, that it wouldn't work? Because it was
maybe. Karka? Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, what are the things? How are you calling the Metalkin? What are all the things?
Rashi says it. Most of these are being Makar Metalkin, Kogon Khalif, and Siref Mishona Imashar. This number but Mashiach the late Kakoy Lotana Badayu. It sounds like he's saying an economy, it's similar to our Tana. He only wanted to mention things which are negate to Karka because that's the Chiddush. But once he's listing things which are negate to Karka, he listed things which are negate to both also. Even though you're right, in those ones it's not such a Chiddush. Yeah, that's what it sounds like he's saying. It's really the same as our Tana in terms of the Svara. But even Marba things which are negate to, which are also true by Karka, because I'm making a Karka list, I'll put that in also. But something which is only going to Mashiach, it's the Metalkin there's always going to talk about. Maybe. Yeah, what did you say?
How are you calling the Metalkin? Where are all the drachim you're calling the Metalkin?
Mashiach, Hagbah, Khalipin, I don't know. Other ways.
Those three?
Neva.
Mesira.
Neva.
No, that's other ways of being coined with. This Kenyoni Ganev also with Shinoi and Yush and those things, but that's a different part.
We're going to learn about it a couple of dafim, right?
Well, Kenyoni Ganev?
No, how did they be Kone? Is it a couple of dafim?
Yeah.
Kenyon Chotzer. Kenyon Agav. Okay. Is that a Kenyon? Yeah, okay, fine. Fine. Now, the next part of what Shmuel said, Keta talk for bots like Kenyon, Kara bots like Kenyon. So on this never side, Kash on Shmuel. Shmuel said, calling him is not enough. So we asked, how do you do a Kenya Mesira by Behema? Abimah Gasa is Nicholas Bemesira. You can give over the reins to somebody else, and he's Nicholas Bemesira. How do you do Mesira? Also, but Tolfa, you grabbed onto its, what's Tolfa? I don't know, part of the hooves? I don't remember. Beside, with Tofa, the Besair is there, but Oichef, the saddle shaleh, the shlif shaleh, that's the thing was carrying Tofa.
Tofa is the
hoofs. Hoofs, good, I got it. Yeah, he grabbed onto any of these things, but Prumbia Shabafia, the thing they put in its mouth to attach the rein to, Ubazuk Shabitzvar, the bell on its neck, Kana. That's Mesira. Keta b'Mashiach. How does Mashiach work? Karla b'Uba. If you call it and it comes, or Shechish Makel brought to the Levana, but you hit it and you make it go. Kevin Jokka Yad b'Regel Kanoa. Once it picks up one leg and one foot, you're coining it. Be'asi, be'amni lover, be'acha oime, achitahalich levada molly komasa. It has not just lift up a foot, it has to walk the distance of its own height. So you see from there, calling to it's enough. So Hakam Shmuel said, by the Ebekanayni, calling to him is not enough. Omni behema died to the morozo, ever died to the napshikozo. A human being goes on his own das. The whole mice, the whole kinyan of Mashiach that I call, if I pull it, it shows bailus. If I call it when it comes, it shows bailus, but that's only if it had no choice but to come. If it didn't have das to come. But never did it come to do it because on his own das, that's not called a kinyan by an evit. Listen, Mamish poem. A cotton that doesn't have das. So if I call to him, he's coming because I want him to come, not because he made his own decision to come, because he has, you know, he's a cotton. So Mamela, you'd be kind to him also. An Evid cotton, you would be kind of with call. An Evid cotton, you'd be kind of with call. Because he doesn't have that level of das to say, you know, he does what he wants. A person knows what he wants, so the fact that he walked over to me is because that's him, that's not me. But someone that comes because I said so, that's called Kenyan. The cotton comes because I said so. Okay, fine. Tonu Rabon. So that's Mashiach. Tonu Rabon. Keitzad b'chazoka. How do you do chazoka? Hitoloi min oloi under his shoe. Or yehidu keilu b'chav b'beis amerikotz. Carries his keilu b'beis amerikotz. Yevshitoi, yechitoi. Undresses and bathes him. Sochoi. You know, rubs oil on him, gardoi, what is that? Like, scratches him, What? Yeah, scratch. Abisha dresses him, Niloi puts his shoes on, Igbioi lifts him up, Kanoi. So this Igbioi is different than all the rest. The Rashba on Igbioi, this is going to be very important in a minute. The Rashba on all these things says, all these things are stuff an Eved does for you. That's why Eved nikna behen. So what about a hagbot? Lifting it up is a little bit different than all these other things. Lift me up. Dressing and feeding and bathing. And
question.
I mean,
think about in ancient times.
It's like a hana. Oh, so the Rashba says, and Echinamis, Zog the Rashba, all these other things are Maisa Avdus. Igbioi Zog the Rashba, he says, that works because Gufa Odin Nen and Gufa Evid. The Rashba doesn't call that a Maisa Avdus like everybody, like all the other things, but you get a hana from being lifted up. So since the Gufa Odoin got Hanah from the Gufa Evid, he gave the Odin Hanah, so Mamela, that's called Igbioi, that's what Igbioi works.
It's opening up a new category.
Yeah, so it sounds like a little bit of a new category according to the Rashba. Now, so let's see, let's keep that in mind and go Vaita. Am Reb Shimon. He says Chazaka should be no better than Agbah. Shagbah kind of Chamakam, Agbah always works. Now, my comment, what is Reb Shimon saying? I mean, we just said, my comrade Gbo of Rashi, my Omar, what the Gemara is asking, what's Reb Shimon saying? What's bothering the Gemara? Zok Rashi, my Gbo da Amal Gbo da Hocha. Reb Shimon is saying, since Gbo koyne b'chom wakoy, my Gbo is one of the kinyonim that works. It should work here too. Like we said before, kinyonim metatlin do work over here. So why doesn't regular Gbo work? Why is it any worse than Chazaka? So Rashi says, Gemara is asking, why did Gbo come in over here? Rashi's learning that that's also he's mishabed him. He's maybe a little bit different than the Rashba. Evan Magbiyo Mishmaboyda Shalokech Mishabed Boy Luknoise Bechazaka. He's putting him to work. So why are you bringing in Agbah over here? A regular Agbah is the coin that picked up the chayfetz. Oh yeah, it's the opposite, that total opposite thing. The coin is being lifted up. It's got nothing to do with getting Agbah. It has to do with, well, like the Rashba said, getting enough of him, or Rashi's mashma, that that's also like a Maisa Eved. It's got nothing to do with getting Agbah, you understand? It's just the word, the same word called lifting up, but it's a totally different act. Here it's the Eved doing an act for the other, not the coin lifting up the thing he wants to be coin. It's exact. What are you bringing in over here? So Maravashi, he could be able to rabbi kanoi, you could be able to rabbi loy kanoi. Because Rabbi Shimon was medayik in what the Tanakhama said. It's mashma, only the Eved picks up the rabbi. If the rabbi picks up the Eved, it doesn't work. On that, I'm Rabbi Shimon, loy techazoka, doing the magbar, shakbar koin, becham bar koin. So Rabbi Shimon's saying, okay, but regular bar should work too. Why only saying this type of Agbah? Regular Agbah should work too. It's no worse than anything else.
Who says it doesn't work?
Rav Shimon was medayik in the words of the Tanakhama that it doesn't work.
What you're saying, that if the Adam lifts up the sleeve, it doesn't work?
Yeah, that's what was mashma to Rav Shimon, and that's why he came to argue and say, no, that does work. It doesn't work because of Chazaka, it works because of a regular Kinyan Agbah. It's no worse than a regular Kinyan Agbah. That's Reb Shimon Tainis. Nothing to do with the Chazaka Sugya. Just stam, regular Agbah. Fine. Hash now. Hash the Omitik Bioi Hula Rabbi Kanoi. But now that we're saying if he lifts up his Rab, the Rab's Koinim, El Ma'ato Shibcha Kanainis Tikna Bebiyo. So if that's true, you should be able to be Koinim Shibcha Kanainis with Bio. Why? Because she lifts him up. Yeah, it's BS. Anyway, it's a BS Isser. What does the Gemara mean to do a BS Isser? See, that means, and Chanam is a BS Isser, but that's not what we're talking about now. Kinyonim. Or, I don't know, I'm not sure, you could have a case. I wanted to say you could have a case with Evan Ivry is kind of the, I don't know if it works that way. And Evan Ivry wants to be kind of the Shibka Knights. You could have a case where it's not be a system. I don't know. I go up on him, it should work with Tzadak Bo, Rashi says. Should we Tzadak Bo? Hagba. Yeah, Poshit. Pshutok Mashmoi. So, Hajim the Bible, let me have to shoot the Hajim the Bible. So we answer no. Kikamrinon Zenen of Zemtstair. When Agba works as a form of Chazoka, that's when the one lifting up, lifting, doing the lifting is Mitzdair, the Ebbets Mitzdair. Hoka Zenen of Zenena. That's not called the Maisa Abdus. That's not called. That they go to Maisa Chazaka. So we say Shaloka Darka, Michael the Memor. So why can't the coiner Shaloka Darka? Amar Vake Berado Dimenacha Mon Lemalon Delav and Noa Isli Lechavayu. Who says that it's not a Noa? Now this is not so poshut. The Kivega gives a couple of Marmekoimus. Yuma Pebez, Sanedrin and Ches. Pass me an edge for 1 second. I'm sorry. Thanks. It's gone? That's okay. All right, that's okay. Nun chesim et beis. Dovak v'loish like a darka. Yeah, if you can have him.
We didn't say that. You can't do that. No. Everything's in Aramaic.
Yeah. It says there. Benoyak shabal hich chaver shel like a darka potter. My time up. The dovak b'ishtoy. We had the dovak b'ishtoy earlier in Tosfos by us. The iser of eshesish by a goy. The dovak b'ishtoy v'le b'ishtoy chaver, right? Yeah. So it says there. The dovak b'ishtoy. Rashi says, Rashi learned shot the Gemara here that it's because there's no Hanoah. But our Gemara seems to be saying it could be there is. The question is how to work these things out. Kibeg is asking from that Rashi. That Rashi learns with Dovak. The truth is that the Egli Tal and his famous Haktoma brings a raya from that Gemara, from that Rashi, that to have Tvikus Bashem, you have to have get a geschmack out of it. Because with Dovak, it's the Dovak Be'ishtoi, so it learns out from there, naturally Gedarka. Why? Rashi, because it's not Anoa. Tvikus requires Anoa. It's a famous Egli Tal, it talks about don't think getting a geschmack out of the Torah is a chisor in the Lishma of it. So it's not true. That's Google creates the Vegas. I'll go up on him. You have to work that out with Argamoto. Argamoto seems to say,
Not so famous.
But if that, but his rise from that Rashi in Sanhedrin, I think. Yeah, I'll go up on him. What? No, so here it's saying, yeah, the question is how you work. I mean, here it had a half a minute to say there's no Noah, but it seems to be saying the Maskana, Epsha, there is a Noah. No, it means the isha. She will become that. She will be not. Rashi says over there, she will not become the dvekas, the dovak beishtolei, but the peloi beishes chaveru. That's the isha. So the isha's chaveru will not become the dvekas when it's like a dark. Our Gemara, the Kibbeg is asking. Our Gemara is saying, there is, or at least man lemal one that is not. Okay, so that's tzarechin. Akopan, that's what it says. But oid it says mishkave yishuk siv akesha kosm kedarko lishloi kedarko. There's a famous drasha. It says mishkave yisho by mishkav zocher. It's written mishkave yisho, and we learn out any bia sisser is also called a bia vichloi kedarko. Whether it's kedarko or mishkave is plural. Kedarko and shloi kedarko have the same din. So we hear the shtickle of ha'or, because this drasha of mishkave yisho is a drasha in Hilchos Bia. In Hilchos Bia, the halacha is a bia. It's also to have a certain bia. Ben kedarko, ben shloi kedarko, same thing. But according to Rashi, that's not the discussion over here. The discussion over here is Hilchos Hagbah. What's called that the eved is being magbia the other? So we said, well, it's only a type of magbah that the eved is mitzar and the other has anah. Okay, so if that, what does one bia have to do with the other? That's so what the Gemara is saying is, since a regular bia does not fit that category, memela can't work. Guadin bishlokadaka can't work because we have a drasha mishkave yisho. The drasha mishkave yisho is talking about, you know, in Hilchos Bia that the next shot the same thing, but. He was talking about Hilchos Hagbah. Is it a good Hagbah or not a good Hagbah? What do we care about Mishkav Yisha? So I don't know what Rashi would say. I guess Rashi wasn't so bothered by that. But it's a Geshmaka Ha'or in the Makna that the Makna says, the Makna was bothered by what I'm asking now. And he says, according to the Rashba, it's Gans Geshmak. Because according to the Rashba, he says, the Rashba set up above that the whole concept of Igbioi is a part of giving a nod to the Adon. So the Magna says, according to the Rashba, he would learn, the Rashba himself doesn't speak this out, but the Magna says, according to that, he would learn Pshat the Gemara, but the Gemara asked from Bia, it wasn't asking from the Hagbah of Bia like Rashi. It was asking from the Bia itself. Alright, so why did it chap onto Bia, Hagbah? Why did the Gemara say, Hash the Amrit Bia? What do you need that for? Teretz says, because it Hash the Amrit, that there's this category of being giving hanah to the Adoin, Mamela Bia should work too. Why should Bia work too? Not that it's a form of Hagbah. Because of the Bia itself, the hanah. The hanah should boy, Shaboy, should make it work. In this case, Chazaka. Since we see from Agbioi that one of the ways of being Koyin Evid with Chazaka is that he's Mahana the Adoin. No, one of the ways of doing chazak is that he's mahana the other by lifting him up. So go adin, let bia work the same way. It's another form of chazak. That's how the Makna is saying, that's how he would have learned the Gemara al derech the Rashba. Again, the Rashba, which we said before, he's saying like bia is a new category. So that's what the Gemara means. Hash the domitik bia, Rashi understood. Hash the domitik bia. So Shibuk Gnaina should be called in Bia. Why do you have to say Hash? How do you read the Gemara? Since Hagbah works, Bia is a form of Hagbah. Makna is saying, you would have learned, according to the Rash, but no. Since the Hagbah works, and therefore I see that Bia Mahana the Odin works, that's a form of Chazaka. Bia should work too. Mitzad what? Because she lifts him up? No, Mitzad Bia. So the Makna says, if you learn like that, it's a little more Geshmak, why it brings Mishka the Isha. Which again means the Hilchos Bia, the both Bias, the next of the same halacha. You can't split them up. But we're not talking about Hagbah, we're talking about Bia, you hear much better. That's a Makna.
You can't force the Perush into Rashi?
I'm saying, no, Rashi is learning the Hagbah. The Parshat Pshat.
The Hagbah means Hana.
But it's not Mash for that one, Rashi. It's not Mash for that. It's Hagbah. Hagbah sounds like Hagbah, not Hana. Should have said. Not Agbalay.
The Rashba is using that word.
No, the Rashba is just like Hagbah helps, so too this helps. That's not to Agbalay. You know what I'm saying? And Rashi,
but the Rashba is defining Hagbah as giving Hana.
By the way, it's not the Rashba so much. I'm just saying, it's the Makna, really, but he's just going with this Rashba. The Rashba, I'm saying the Rashba actually says this, I don't think. The Rashba just says this.
No, but the Rashba has the Rashba define Hagbah.
As Hana. And the Makna is saying, if he had, he would learn. What the Gemara is saying, Hashto v'chulei, it means just like Hagbah is anah, so too this is anah. But in Rashi, I don't know if you could say that. I don't know if you could say that in Rashi. I don't know. If you could, then gevaldik. To me, in Rashi, it's not so. I think he also held that Yeah, Lulei Dvarav Zal. He doesn't want to say this in Rashi either. I think it's shared to say in Rashi. I mean, according to Rashi, you have to learn that the Rashi wasn't bothered by about my order with Mishkav Isha. Okay. That's so if go so if we'll learn out the halachas together, even if we're not, even if it's not the Bia Shaboy, it's like Bo Shaboy. Koponim. Yeah, okay. Last part. Cholosh, he got sick. He went to check on him. Chazi, the talk of the Alma, he's going. Tuva. His mamish on his way out. So he told the Eved, take off his shoe. Take off my shoe and bring it to my house. So what was he trying to do over here? So getting him to work for him before, because since there were no Yorshim for Yehuda and Nedoya, so he wants to be koyin of the Eved with Chazaka. He wants to be koyin of the Eved with Chazaka, so that when Rabbi Yehuda Nedoya should be nifter, the Eved will become the property of Mezuchu. Now he's doing this before he died, though. He's doing the Maisa before. He didn't die yet. So how could he be coined with Chazaka? What's it should kick in later? That doesn't work. He's still the property of somebody else. So I thought to say, Gavaldik. That's why he didn't just say, took off my shoe. He said, take off my shoe and carry it home. Taking off the shoe would have been enough. In the list of Chazakas, take off the shoe would have been enough. Why did he say carry it home? Teretz says, because if you just take off the shoe, he's still alive. But if I tell him to walk all the way home, and he sees his mamish, it's very close, so by the time he gets home, he'll die by then. Yeah? So, the Makne starts out with that shot, but he says it can't be. He says it can't be, because he says... Yeah, carrying it home, that's called a chilus peiros. You can't make a chazaka by carrying it home. He says, Mishum dehut, take off the shoe is a tashmish de gufay. And his nene is guf. But carrying it home, that's not called a tashmish de gufay. So you wouldn't have a chazaka by carrying it home. Okay, so then the kasha comes back. So what did he gain by carrying it home? So he says, unbelievable chiddush. He says, he wanted the Eved to go home. And by the time the Eved gets to his house and he walks in, he'll have das to be koyin of the Eved with kinyan chotzer. If Rabbi Yehuda and Nedoya would be nifter while the Eved was get walking, that was his cheshbon. Once he gets there, he'll be koyin of the Eved with kinyan chotzer. And he said, and he had to send him away. He couldn't just give him a long thing to do here, because if he is nifter on the way, he doesn't want the Eved to know. Because if the Eved will know, like the Gemara is about to say, he can be koyin himself. But if the Eved doesn't know, he says, a kinyan, you can't make a kinyan. Maybe the other died and I'm koyin myself, maybe not. That type of kinyan doesn't work. So the Eved wouldn't know that he died. He wouldn't be able to be koyin himself on his way home. By the time he got there, Yehuda, the Ger would have died. And Mamele, but just be koyin with kinyan chatzar. That's what the Makna says. Unbelievable.
Enough to know to
coin
himself, stayed.
Yeah, it would have stayed.
He wouldn't have gone.
I don't
have to serve you. So the issue is the Eved doesn't know better. So
okay, so
you're being extra careful to say that.
Okay. So now, the Eved was a Godol. Zephyr Shemiz and Zephyr Shlechaim. And since he was a Godol, Marzuch was concerned that if he waits for Rabbi Yehuda to die, then the Eved will be koyin himself, and that's why he did the chazaka before, so that the moment that he dies, he will step into the shoes of Rabbi Yehuda Ger and Nedoya Ger. Rabbi Yehuda and Nedoya, Zepir Shechaim. Ikedami was a katan. If he was a katan, what do you have to do this for? Just wait till he dies, and then he'll be koyin of the katan. There it says, it's like Abishol. The tiny Gershon base visits you on the cross of oil, been about them, been doing, been tiny, Kono Atzmon, Bene Choron. Been the doyle, been tiny, Kono Atzmon, Choron, doesn't matter, God or cotton. If the Ger died, they can be cutting themselves and make themselves into Bene Choron. Abishol, I mean, Gedoylem kon wat zman berichorn ktanem kol maxim in zoche ben. So kon da beshol taka, Mazuti didn't have to do this because if he was a katan. So according to the Kedamri, that he was a katan, and yet Mazuti had to go and make sure the chazaka was going on before the Rabbi Yehuda Gedol died, is a riot. He did not hold like Abishol. He only did not come that if he'd leave the katan there, by there, then he could be kind himself. Shreya. Shreya.